This is Messages from the Universe with Lori Wondra of Your Life Core. Here, Lori delivers information from the Mastery Realms related to astrology, planetary influences, energy surges, and generally how we are evolving. She connects with angels, guides, ascended masters, astro beings, and those that come forward with messages to help us on our journey. Welcome, everyone, to Messages from the Universe podcast.
Hello, April. After the last few blasts of winter here in the Northern Hemisphere, we are ready for planting our gardens, returning birds, and of course, acknowledging the eclipse energy that's encouraging us to make some quantum leaps. I've been talking about the codes and the keys of the universe coming in through the sun and the collapsing of the timelines in April is certainly looking to be like another month of high energy and an opportunity for change and shift. April is generally known as the fourth month. However, April's collective numerology contains the vibration of the number three, which represents harmony, wisdom, and understanding. The energy of number three resonates with the need to embrace our inner wisdom, a reminder that divine support is all around us. It's the Trinity or the trilogy, and inspiration to express our authentic selves and live a life with joy and optimism. And I would add to that, coming out of the winter season or the dark season or the shadow season, we're ready for some sun. So let's cover some key astrological themes for April, and then we'll cover the impact for each sign. This month, you'll notice less or possibly no reaction to triggers from old wounds. This is in part because Chiron is sitting in Aries, but it is retrograde. And the energy of April is about using the energy of the past to propel you forward into higher vision of yourself and into the world. Not all souls have made this transition, but there are many that have. Most are still learning to create in higher timelines, yet there seems to be stability within this new energetic landscape. We are finally walking the walk, or walking the talk. You'll feel something new in the air this month, even if you aren't quite able to pinpoint all the details yet. Light waves are coming in strong, and the eclipse season brings us to the karmic crossroads of past, present, and future. There is still a significant need to center ourselves amid worldly tensions, as there is an awakening among people to the harmful workings of the systems in our world that just don't work for where we are. Relationships continue to evolve as we are called to shift our lens in which we relate to each other. Finding new, innovative ways to support each other, our stories, and the need to heal the collective from lifetimes of fear-based narratives. I would suggest you refrain from solely speaking about the past. I know some, it will be celebrating what has been left behind, but truly leave it behind. Let it be simply a memory. Refer to it, but do not drag it along with you like a trophy into the energy of where we are now. This month, the themes are emotional mastery, where this energy supports us in acknowledging and addressing our emotions with clarity and understanding. We have been healing our emotional energetic body for years, and this is about time where we're in the mastery or proving that we can master our emotions. With the emotional mastery comes mental discipline, and this is practicing mindfulness and staying present in the moment, erasing negative impressions from our mind, and adapting new beliefs and new systems and new processes to align to where we are today. This then includes an increased awareness of what is higher consciousness. That continues to increase, as does our awareness and our psychic abilities. And along with those is our natural curiosity to further evolve. This also puts us in this place of respect for universal law and reflecting on the principles of the universal laws and their interconnectedness of all things. Oneness with yourself and your inner being will be a continued highlight this month. And lastly, technology focus. This is where we begin to be curious and actually embrace the importance of technology advancements and exploration. computers, neurotechnology, and more. We might experience some social media blackouts or breakdowns, or you on a personal level might decide to shut down technology for a time being just to take a break. Now let's look at what to expect through the month. I'm going to give you a high level starting with April 1st. We jump right into the month with Mercury retrograde. We've been in the shadow, but now Mercury is fully retrograde, and this is a time to regain lost opportunities. Mercury typically is about communication and tends to go haywire. Travel plans sometimes hit snags, and misunderstandings occur because Mercury is about communication. Well, those are all fear-based, and I really don't want to spend time on anything that is fear-based. Be aware of what Mercury represents, but remember that Mercury is not a time to be feared. It's just a shift between the two modes of thinking of the left and the right brain. Instead of focusing on the typical dramas and frustrations, use this time as a mental timeout and use your imagination to call back any lost rewards or opportunities that were previously blocked. The universe works in cycles, and I believe that this is a time where those opportunities are cycling back to you. And remember that those things that are yours will not pass you by. Now we jump ahead to April 5th, and this is Venus enters Aries, and a lot of energy this month of planets and interactions in Aries. But this is about finding your passion for spiritual growth. On April 5th, as Venus enters Aries, this signals a time when the heart broadcasts love, vibrant energy, and assertiveness. This transit ignites passion. Yet there's this tendency to be self-serving since Venus finds itself challenging in Aries. Therefore, it is important to be mindful of how you treat others, especially with this eclipse coming on the 8th. It's that phrase that is do unto others as you want them done to you. Well, that's the current energy. And since Venus sparks this radical shift of the heart, it is essential to find some common ground with your needs and with others. The opposite of Aries is Libra, and that's about balance. So you want to pull in some of that Libra energy as we go into the eclipse week. This fast-paced energy can lead to sudden changes and a feeling of a little bit of lack of stability. So staying grounded and cultivating patience will help soothe and temper the intensity of this energy. Since Venus governs matters of the heart, relationships, the arts, and aesthetics, finances, and self-worth, you can expect Venus in Aries to bring action, courage, change, and leadership to all those areas. Now, April 8th, this is the solar eclipse new moon in Aries. This is a gateway to a more calmer, creative, spiritual life. This is the powerful energy that most people have been talking about. So at 1:22 p.m. Central, it's a total solar eclipse and arrives in Aries. And this marks the start of something fresh, new, and exciting. Aries is fire, and this is going to push our reset button or perhaps a universal shakeup. During this time, the sun and the moon align, signaling us to take stock of our lives and make adjustments. And with Mercury also retrograde in Aries, you can think of it as a cosmic refresh of your inner operating system and possibly for some your entire life. This eclipse wants you to embrace individuality and assert your desires with confidence. This is a time to break free from limitations, assert autonomy, and pursue passions with determination. Just as the Aries ram fearlessly charges ahead, the energy is urging you to push past obstacles and charge fearlessly ahead. Pay attention to those gut feelings. Intuition is ignited. They're trying to tell you something. Whether it's a career move, a relationship decision, or a personal goal, trust that inner voice to lead you in the right direction. Themes for this eclipse on April 8th are around protection and security, forgiveness and reconciliation, healing and success in relationships. They don't have to be romantic. They can be any relationships that are circling around you. It's also the energy that has the ability to transform negative energy. The energy also has some intensity around political and social issues, disorders, or difficulties on an organizational level. We jump ahead to April 10th, Mars-Saturn conjunction. and this is a refinement. Mars meets Saturn in Pisces, and you can think of this as action and assertiveness meeting discipline and structure in the mystical energy of Pisces. The influence encourages us to confront our fears and limitations to gain an understanding of the negative impressions recorded in the body that need to change. This can bring a sense of tension and pressure as Mars urges us to take action while Saturn imposes restrictions and demands accountability. This can manifest as frustration or a feeling of being held back by external circumstances. So to effectively harness the beneficial energies of the union of these two planets, it's really essential to adopt a strategic approach that balances the assertiveness of Mars with patience and discipline that comes with the restriction of Saturn. Establish healthy boundaries and assert yourself in situations where you previously felt vulnerable or exposed. Now, April 11th, Mercury's interaction with the Sun creates this doorway for human togetherness and cooperation. Mercury aligns closely with the Sun, and this is known as a kizimi in Aries. You can expect this energy to bring a boost of mental clarity, its heightened communication, and the opportunity for psychic abilities. Despite what may seem like minor challenges, we'll experience significant breakthroughs in understanding hidden truths and resolving deep-seated issues. Be prepared for a flood of new information and revelations. Ground yourself against any nervousness or restlessness this energy might throw you off. Lean into learning how to listen, decipher which voice is your intuition, and trust it. This is a time if you've been working on your energy bodies where your empathy, that etheric layer, if that's had any holes in it, the universe is offering this time for you to heal it so that you are able to be confident in your empathetic gift and not feel like you're being pummeled and beat up. Now, April 19th, we move into Taurus season. This is about emotional security. Taurus season begins by bringing Mercury-Venus conjunction, and with that, maybe a few surprises. During this time, the focus is to find stability amid any intense, unpredictable shifts. It is a month of shifts. Be aware they're just going to happen. During Aries season, when the Sun was in Aries, it ushered in a new level of yang. That's the masculine energy. That's the drive and action. Aries season was a time of initiation, generating a strong impulse to create, to play, to engage in life's many wonders. Now, with Taurus season upon us, we shift into the yin energy. That's the receiver, the builder of what Aries brought forward. Taurus season is about our relationship with our body, our self-worth, and pleasure. This season brings some pretty major transits that may challenge us out of our normal routine, yet boost determination and security. This energy also offers a time for reflection to our core values. Slow down. Savor the sensual pleasures of Taurus season. Appreciate the beauty of life and know that you can always find your center during chaos. Just breathe. Come back to your heart. Focus on feeling safe in your body and reprogramming any trauma it may have recorded. April 20th, we have Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, and this is healing the belief system of the collective unconscious. Today brings a major event. Two Titans, Jupiter and Uranus, join forces in Taurus. This rare event occurs roughly every 14 years, and it combines the expansiveness energy with revolutionary change. Jupiter's presence in Taurus taught us a more patient and methodical approach when dealing with material matters, relationships, comfort, stability, and security. Meanwhile, Uranus brought innovation and disruption to our value system while in Taurus. Its surprises challenged the status quo and pushed us to reconsider our beliefs, our values, and how we approach life, especially those approaches to security, love, and success. At the heart of this union, we are encouraged to think outside the box and be open-minded to unconventional solutions. This is change at its finest. Collectively speaking, this may trigger significant advancements in technology, finance, and environmentalism. We may witness groundbreaking developments in alternative energy, sustainable living practices, and our financial systems, cryptocurrency, and other forms of innovative banking may gain attention, reshaping how we perceive and use money. Individually, this alignment invites us to embrace growth and change while remaining grounded in our values and principles. And I can think beyond the cryptocurrency. We can watch our financial markets, the housing market, credit, loaning rates, all of those things are up for some new renovation. April 23rd, this is Scorpio full moon, and this is a time to deepen our access to the life force. April's full moon arrives in Scorpio, making a moment of completion, illumination, and accumulation. Remember, the full moon illuminates those things in our life that we need to continue onto or shows us the path of where we're maybe off track. Scorpio's magnetism reminds us of the innate creativity we possess to manifest our life's desires. The full moon always brings revelations and clarity. That's the illumination. But around this time, situations peak and emotions run high because this is the lunar phase following the eclipse season. We have a unique opportunity to work on subconscious fears and past wounds that are preventing us from moving forward, especially those related to intimacy. There will be significant insights into relationships, intimacy, managing finances, and our resources. The Taurus Scorpio axis activates issues around power, sexuality, and attachment. Taurus encourages the cultivation of self-worth, stability, and comfort. And while Scorpio urges us to transform patterns, emotions, and habits that may hinder our ability to cultivate self-worth, stability, and comfort, it also is uncovering toxic attachments that drain or roadblock our creative power, our vitality, and our strength. Also at this time, the full moon squares Pluto and the Lyrid meteor shower lights up the skies with love, making this quantum leap significantly easier. Meteor showers are like nature's way of spreading minerals around the universe, helping to balance and empower Earth and everyone on it. This is just simply more codes and keys that are coming into us to help us navigate this energy. This serves as a reminder that manifesting our desires requires discipline and commitment to learning the shadow self and reprogramming our brains from old beliefs, thoughts, and feelings. Overall, I believe this energy helps us identify coping mechanisms, survival strategies, and any fear-based mindsets that we have developed in past lifetimes, as well as early childhood or early adult life. We experience massive quantum leaps into timelines that support a healed mind, body, and soul. So once we identify these places to heal, the universe opens the doorways for us to leap forward. Themes of this full moon on April 23rd include healing and liberation, greater connection with our spiritual guides, and actually new guides coming in, avoiding bad company, greed, manipulation, those dark shadowy things that we are leaving behind, and an overall improvement of our energy. And we can do that or access that through meditation, self-reflection, and simply being curious. Now, April 23rd, Mercury goes direct. This is learning how to treat each other with the highest level of respect. Mercury stations direct in Aries, marking its end of the retrograde season. We're still in the shadow of Mercury's energy until May 13th, and we might experience some lingering effects or those things that we didn't quite resolve during the retrograde period. April 29th, Venus enters Taurus. This is accessing our magnetism to manifest. This is about flow versus force. It's about being the magnet to magnetize those things to you versus chasing them or forcing something that maybe your energy field isn't quite ready for. Venus enters Taurus on the 29th, and Venus is coming home. It's time to enjoy life's pleasure and focus on material comfort. You might feel slightly worried about money. However, opportunities to improve finances have arrived. You might find yourself presented with chances to upgrade your business or make some investments that contribute to some long-term prosperity. Focus on spending quality time with family and loved ones because Venus is about relationships. This period is about relishing in the finer things in life and nurturing close relationships. Again, Venus being in its home sign is where the heart feels most grounded and at peace. And April 30th, Mars enters Aries. This is the path of the spiritual warrior. Mars returns home in Aries, and its affluence is potent and powerful. This is a month packed full of Aries energy, and this event boosts our energy levels, our thoughts, and our creativity, making us feel more spontaneous, more forward-thinking, and even courageous. Again, we're on the outside of the Mercury retrograde season, so we're ready to take action. Our competitive drive kicks into high gear, and we begin to focus on victory. We're filled with confidence and determination, ready to take on challenges. However, it is essential to be mindful of the shadow side of this transit, which can be impatience, arrogance, impulsiveness, and a lack of reflection, which can lead to short-lived successes and self-centered behavior. Striking a balance between assertiveness and consideration for others will be key. This will be a time to check in with your heart a little bit as you decide to take some of these driven actions. Okay, let's dive into what April's energy might bring for each sign. Let's start with Aries. Well, early April indicates some abundant good news. So the stars say you have every reason to feel hopeful regarding professional or passion projects. April also brings increased intimacy and leveling up in your relationships. So even though the sun leaves Aries and moves into Taurus, and April comes with a stressful eclipse and Mercury retrograde, the energy for you this month indicates that this will be a lovely month for you. And Taurus, happy solar return. Your season begins this month, and you should absolutely celebrate your birthday all month long. However, Messenger Mercury insists that you communicate with your friends and loved ones so they know what to do for your birthday. Don't pretend you don't care. You deserve all the cake and attention and love they might be throwing at you. There's an eclipse this month, which is best spent at home relaxing, plus the start of Mercury retrograde. But as long as you don't give in and text an ex, this month looks like it could be one of the most joyous times of the year. And Gemini, watch out, Gemini. Your ruling planet, Messenger Mercury, begins one of its infamous backward dances into retrograde this month. And as usual, you may be affected more than other signs. However, the stars indicate that Taurus season should be quite promising for your career, so you'll likely be too busy to even notice the retrograde. Plus, Venus, the planet of love, enters your sign this month, Gemini, blessing your love life as well. In Cancer, if you have any disagreements or stress in your friendships, you can work them out early in April, thanks to moves from Messenger Mercury. And it's advised to take care of important conversations early in the month, as the latter half of April brings a potentially dramatic eclipse, plus the start of Mercury retrograde. However, the solar eclipse that happens in bold Aries may also bring welcome news regarding your work or passion projects, giving you a reason to celebrate. In Leo, early April presents networking opportunities, and in this economy, it's best to take advantage of them, Leo. And while you're thinking about your hopes and your dreams, keep an eye on your inbox during the full moon in Libra, as you may hear welcoming news regarding your work or passion projects. This month also brings a stressful eclipse and Mercury retrograde, but with the proper self-care activities, you'll be fine and ready to enjoy the laid-back season of Taurus. And Virgo, your ruling planet Mercury begins one of its infamous retrogrades this month. As the healer of the zodiac, you know a thing or two about self-care. This month, you may be called to share your knowledge with others, whether through the power of social media or simply talking to friends. You might also throw a workshop or a gathering. However, be as selfish as you want during the full moon in Libra. This beautiful lunation lights up the sky, but may leave you feeling on edge. So make sure to treat yourself to a wellness routine and plenty of sleep that's aligned to what you need. And Libra, your love life is currently experiencing a makeover, Libra. While it's absolutely for the best, the stars do love you, especially your ruling planet, romantic Venus, transitions can be stressful. Change can be stressful. The second half of April brings a chaotic eclipse and the start of Mercury retrograde. So try to have important talks, especially about your romantic relationships, early in the month, and make sure to enjoy luxurious self-care during the full moon. And Scorpio, you have a powerful and protective stinger, Scorpio, and you're not afraid to attack. However, your task this month is to be careful in how you use that stinging opportunity. While you crave love and intimacy, sometimes you can push or sting people away when you truly desire love and attention. So during April, especially around the full moon, make sure only to sting when truly necessary. Express your feelings and let your loved ones know just how much you appreciate them. And Sagittarius, you're the most independent sign of the zodiac. As the bold archer, it's crucial that you get alone time to pursue your hobbies or intellectual interests as part of your ongoing lifelong quest for knowledge. You've been aiming at some things for quite a while. So during this full moon in Libra, prepare to hit the town with your closest friend and maybe have some social time. Be aware of maybe overdoing anything, as full moons can sometimes lead to drama. And Capricorn, the stars might be calling out to you this month, Capricorn. Are you putting enough energy into your personal or romantic relationships? You have a reputation for being a workaholic, nose to the grindstone. While this is primarily an unfair stereotype, you can put people on the back burner while pouring yourself into a passion project or working to make a name for yourself. However, April brings an eclipse that may come with swift endings or new beginnings. So if you don't remind your loved ones that you care about them, some distance may form in some of those personal life relationships. Aquarius. Hey, Aquarius, are you tired of being reminded that you have a reputation for trying to save the world, but you're unable to text your loved ones back? Well, April presents you with some cosmic communication challenges in the form, of course, of the eclipse and Mercury retrograde. This month firmly asks you to prioritize your personal relationships, to focus on communication and those people and relationships that are important to you. I know you may be known as the humanitarian of the zodiac cycles, but to feel your best and do your best, you must nurture relationships and build a solid foundation at home. And Pisces, you feel like a home buddy for most of April, and that's okay, Pisces. From a stressful eclipse to the start of Mercury retrograde, it's an ideal month to get cozy and catch up with your loved ones, or perhaps your pets, or your favorite TV show. Keep an eye on your inbox around the full moon. While astrologers can't promise cash, we can tell you that the dates of the stars indicate some professional news, and this is one of those times that you are being showered with the opportunities from the universe. As we continue to navigate this year and the energy surges continue to push us to change, remember to be in flow versus force. Manifestation is about creating the magnetic or the energy that will draw those things to you that you're naturally aligned with, and not forcing something into your life or away from you that doesn't belong there. It's another highly charged month. My wishes and blessings go out to you as we celebrate April. I'm Lori Wondra of Your Life Core, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to Messages from the Universe podcast with Lori Wondra of Your Life Core. For current events or to schedule a private session with Lori, please visit yourlifecore.com.